This next story is not about COVID-19. Well, maybe it is a little. It's more about friendship, a love of theater, and a shared passion for costumes, and how all those things have come together in a business in downtown Rutland. Here's more from VPR's Nina Keck.
Middlebury resident Diane Mott and Rutland native Jacob Attorti act like old friends because, well, they are.
It's a little too big for you, Diane.
The fact that Mott is 86 and Petorti is 31 doesn't really factor into their relationship.
So most of these sequin gowns came from Diane's barn.
What does factor in is costumes.
Get one of the good ones? Yeah, one like this. This one.
The more feathers, beads, and shiny bits, the better.
Sequins. Nadine Boutique, size medium. Hand-beaded. Aqua. Marine, chiffon, double lay. This is total Hollywood glam, Ginger Rogers. Gorgeous.
For years, Mott stored thousands of costumes like this one in her barn in Goshen.
Skirts, blouses, shoes.
Some were her own, but most came from the Marble Valley Players, a regional theater group she was involved with. Ah, the hats.
They're from the 40s and the 30s and the 20s. They're worth a small fortune. They're great, and they're such fun to put on.
When Petorti was a kid, he used to hang out at Mott's barn and help her organize the collection and make repairs. The two have been thick as thieves ever since.
You trying to take stuff home?
Not if I have.
Over the years, Petorti has made a career out of the performing arts as a musician, actor, director, and theater owner. And costumes have been a passion for as long as he can remember. When he was 3 or 4 years old, he says his grandmother brought over a bag of dance outfits and feather boas for him and his brothers to play with.
I never stopped. From that second on, I just wanted more and more sequins and feathers. I just thought that it was comforting. I mean that. If I'm in a room with Diane and everybody sewing like crazy, I could work on, you know, balancing my checkbook because all of that creativity makes me feel comfortable. Always has.
A few years ago, when Mott moved from Goshen to Middlebury, she reached out to Petorti. Might he be willing to take over her collection and store it in Merchants Hall, the 4-story building Petorti's family owns in downtown Rutland? He liked the idea.
We've sort of begun, but it's with a team of volunteers, it's going to take another handful of years to even pretend to have everything rehung.
Before the pandemic, Petorti had been living in New York City. Most of his attention, when he was in town, had been focused on the ground floor performance space at Merchants Hall, which has hosted everything from cabarets, parties, and operas to corporate meetings and funerals. But COVID-19 changed all that. It closed the theater, brought Petorti back to Vermont full-time, and finally gave him time to go upstairs and sort through the organized chaos he's calling the Big Red Barn costume collection at Merchants Hall.
Probably my favorite area, honestly. 31-year-old man telling you Dress Alley is where I like to be. Look at this. We started here, Shakespearean, Elizabethan, French Renaissance, and then it gets more mod, and we go through the 1920s, 30s, 40s, West Side Story, down to the I Dream of Jeannie type stuff.
And all of it is available to rent. He estimates he has about 10,000 garments on hangers and countless more in plastic tote boxes, everything from ascots and cummerbunds to shoes, stockings, corsets, and gloves. Petorti's been renting costumes, set pieces, and props to local schools and a small number of other clients for several years. But now he wants to expand the business. He joined the National Costumers Association this year and has bought thousands of additional garments to fill in gaps in his inventory.
If we want to pride ourselves on being one of, if not the largest, regional and community theater collection in New England, we need to have what they asked for.
Joshua Collier, artistic director of Barn Opera in Brandon, says he used to spend days scouring vintage clothing in thrift shops to cobble together costumes and props for his productions. Earlier this year, he and Petorti worked out a long-term contract, and Collier says he's thrilled to have theatrical one-stop shopping so close by.
If I said, I want a peacock feathered hat, he would be able to look up and see, well, do we have something like that? Yeah, here are the options with pictures included.
Collier says new costumes that Petorti has recently purchased will be a game changer for his opera productions.
And in fact, we are costuming our production of Tosca in August using exclusively this new acquisition of costumes, and it just looks stunning.
With theaters slowly reopening, Petorti expects more directors to reach out. He says he's getting calls from photographers who need special items for photo shoots, and he plans to rent costumes for Halloween and parties, once people have parties again. And while Petorti used to be the one to help Mott out at her barn, now, a couple of times a month, she's driving down to Rutland with her sewing machines to help him.
There's dresses everywhere that somebody will ask for and will say, no, we don't have a 6 foot wide French panier, you know, Marie Antoinette dress.
We do.
And Diane will create it out of old curtains. So really, we have a lot here.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack in Rutland.
I kind of want to go play dress up.
Yeah, good. That's what we do here. All these, that's what I've always done. That's what we all do.